something that took him out of the country and know that God is with him, but I miss him today.
我很遗憾今天没有看到金牧师在我们中间，我知道他离开这里回到台湾去处理一些事情，但是我还是很遗憾没看到他。
But it's nice to know that I have many other friends here, and some of you I have not met, but many of you I have, and it's a privilege to be with you again today.
今天很荣幸，我虽然在这里看不到金牧师，但是看到很多弟兄姐妹在这里，有些人我从来还没见过，但是很高兴今天跟你们相见。
I bring you greetings from Fort Lee Gospel Church. We are a church that considers your congregation one of our sister congregations in the Lord.
我今天很高兴带了我们佛利地区的教会的祝福来到你们中间，向你们问安。虽然我们教会认为你们是我们一个姐妹的教会。
Frequently, I boast about the fact that our congregation worships in English Sunday morning, in Korean Sunday afternoon.Later in the afternoon in Spanish, and on Friday night, of course, in Mandarin. That's a joy of my heart.
在我们的教会，我们实在是多文化的。我们礼拜天早上是英语聚会，下午是韩语，晚上是西班牙话。可是礼拜五晚上，我们有中文的查经。
And as we come together today, it's a privilege to share with you, knowing that heaven does not have divisions. There is no section.By language, we'll all communicate, we'll all fellowship together when we get to heaven.
我实在是看到神的国度里面是不分言语的，每一个人都可以到神的面前来敬拜。
Today my topic is growing through godly sorrow, and I want to talk about the fact that we all have trials that we go through.
今天我的题目是说在因神而生的忧伤懊恼中成长。在神的国度里面，我们每个人都在我们的生命里面，我们常常经过很多的试炼。
Someone has said that we're either in the middle of a trial, or we're just coming out of a trial, or going to go into one soon.
很多人说我们现在正在试炼中，有的人会说我刚刚从一些试炼里面出来，或有的人说我现在正进入那个试炼里面。
When I talk about godly sorrow, I'm not just talking about grief and the loss of a loved one, but there's multiple kinds of pain and sorrows that we go through.
当我谈到说因神而生的忧愁的时候，我并不是光指到那些忧伤，我讲到那些受伤，或者是说在很多的痛悔里面。
But the uniqueness of being Christians is that God takes whatever our pain is, whatever our struggle, He can make it productive, He can make it beneficial to us.
但是我们特别在神的子民里面，我们所经受的，就是说，当神可以借着我们所受的各样的痛苦里面，或者试炼里面，我们可以有一些好的成果出来。
Would you please turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verses 8 to 13?
我想请大家翻到哥林多后书第七章八节到十三节。
And we're going to look at this important topic of productive sorrow together.
我们这边再可以看到神这个痛悔以后的成果是什么。
I'll read it in English and it'll be followed in Chinese.
我先用英文读，然后再用中文。
Okay. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 8 says, Even if I cause you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, I see that my letter hurt you, but only for a little while.Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any way by us. Godly sorrow brings repentance, which leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness!What eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. So even though I wrote to you, it was not on account of the one who did the wrong or of the injured party, but rather that before God you could see for yourself how devoted to us you are.By all this, we are encouraged.
从那个哥林多后书第七章八到十三节，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道 那信叫你们忧愁不是在不过是暂时的，如今我欢喜不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚。在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。我虽然从前写信给你们，却不是为那亏负人的，也不是为那受人亏负的，乃要在神面前把你们顾念我们的热心表明出来，故此我们得了安慰，并且在安慰之中因你们众人使提多心里畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。
The key verse is verse 10.
这边最主要的一句是第十节。
And it says again, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救，但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father, we come before you and thank you for your word.
主，我们今天来到你面前，也谢谢你给我们的话语。
It's our prayer that we would have ears to hear what you have to say to us today.
我们祷告，求你是我们可听的耳，让我们能够思想你的话。
May it not be the preacher's opinion or idea, but may it be your word that comes through today.
让这些话不是讲的人的心思意念，而是从你而来的。
Guide this study now in Jesus' name.
带领我们学习，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. First of all, I want to talk about understanding different sorrows.
首先我要讲到那个痛，忧伤有不同的忧伤。
The context of this passage is that the Apostle Paul has just written a second letter to the church in Corinth.
我们刚刚所念的是使徒保罗写给哥林多的第二封书信。
The first letter we know is 1 Corinthians, and it was a letter that confronted a number of sin issues.
我们知道哥林书前书是讲的第一封书信是对那些在教会里面不信的有恶心的弟兄姐妹的一封挑战的信。
I found it kind of humorous one day. I was driving through the city. I was in Brooklyn. I used to live there.
我觉得有一天我刚开车经过布鲁克林的时候，我就发现一些很奇怪的事情。
And I passed a church called the Church of First Corinthians.
当我走过一个时候，我看到有个教会写说第一个哥林多教会。
And I wondered which part of First Corinthians were they identifying with.
所以我看觉得很奇怪，我就不知道他们对哥林多前第一个哥林多教会，他那个对他们的认同是哪一点
？Because First Corinthians was about disunity in the body of Christ.
因为哥林多前书讲的教会是一个分裂的教会。
First Corinthians talked about sexual sin and compromise in the fellowship of believers.
哥林多前书里面讲的教会是对这种邪恶的事情，他们妥协的事。
First Corinthians talked about the fellowship meal, the Lord's table, as a time for drunkenness, and some people were hungry.
也讲到在教会里面情况，这个该领圣餐的时候，他们却变成一个醉酒的场合。
Now I suspect that the church in Brooklyn were not thinking about those things when they called themselves First Corinthian Church.
所以我相信，当这个布鲁克林的教会他们叫自己哥林多教会的时候，他们并没有想到是这样子的一些情形。
First Corinthians is also a book with some great themes. The theme of love, 1 Corinthians 13.
我们也看到在哥林多前书十三章讲到爱，所以哥林多教会也是一个以爱为主的教会。
And this is Paul saying, love one another, come together, be in fellowship. This is what Christian love looks like.
所以保罗在哥林多前书讲到说，我们基督徒要彼此相爱，来一同来到主面前，是爱的表现。
First Corinthians is also our clearest instruction of how we do the Lord's table together.
哥林多前书也教导我们如何在神面前领圣餐的态度。
And in a few moments, we'll share a communion time as a church here, and we get our understanding from 1 Corinthians primarily.
我们等等要领圣餐，我们是从这个哥林多前书里面学到如何领圣餐的态度。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 is the great chapter on the resurrection and the foundation of our faith.
哥林多前书15章 是讲到 主耶稣的复活，是基督教会一个很重要的基础。
But apparently when the Apostle Paul wrote that letter, and they estimate it was in the year 55 AD,
当保罗写这个哥林多前书的时候是主后55年。
The church took great offense to all the ways that they were challenged to change their behavior.
所以保罗在那里向哥林多教会挑战，要他们改变他们的行为。
Our passage says that they were actually deeply hurt by the letter. It was offensive to them.
所以当哥林多后书的时候，这边保罗使徒保罗说，他们接到这封信的时候，他们觉得非常的被挑战的。
And so scholars tell us that this letter was probably written about 6 months later.
圣经学者跟我们讲说，这封书信可能是在写了第一封书信后的六个月以后写的。
And the Apostle Paul says, "We're sorry that you felt hurt by our first letter."
使徒保罗在这里说，我很抱歉让你们受到伤害。
But he went on to talk about how that hurt was used in productive ways.
但是在这里看到说，因为那样子的受的伤害或生的懊悔，今天你们能够有改变。
So the hurt was able to produce a better Christianity, a stronger faith because of it.
因为那第一封信的指责，让他们有了懊悔的心、伤痛的心，所以他们今天能够做出更好的改变来。
And he also acknowledged that the hurt brought them into deeper allegiance and trust in the Apostle Paul's leadership.
因着那样的痛悔，他们能够今天在对使徒保罗他有更多的信任，知道他的教导。
I would say the analogy is a little bit like a good coach in our modern world who challenges the players to be their best.
这好像就是我们今天这个社会里面，运动员他们的教练如果教导他们怎么样来打仗打。
A good coach, at least in an American context, will often almost insult his players to make them better.
因为我们知道很多球队他们的教练常常就是好像轻视他们，瞧不起他们，来跟他们挑战。
He'll tease his players. He says, "You're so slow. You need to run faster."
他常常跟他们球员说，你跑太慢了，你要跑快一点。
But his motivation is love and a desire to win and succeed.
但是这个动机却是出于爱，希望他们能够得胜。
And so if a player trusts the coach, he'll become a better player. The team will be more successful.
因为这些球员们，他们相信他们的教练是为了他们的好处，所以他们就会努力来做，达到他们的目的。
May I say that there's a lot of ways that we experience pain in life, and God wants us to allow that pain to make us stronger.
在我们的人生里面，神常常允许一些苦难能临到我们。
Sometimes we have pain because we face a very difficult time in life. It might have to do with finances even.
有些时候在我们生命中，我们会遇到很多的难处，让我们痛苦，比如说我们经济上的问题。
We can be struggling on our job, or we can lose our job, or we can have a tough time paying the bills.
有些时候我们好像在工作上有难处，我们或者是说觉得要很努力的去抓住我们的工作，所以我们可以能够付我们的账单。
That experience can make us a more greedy person, which is worldly sorrow, or it can make us a person of faith, a stronger faith in God.
这样子的挑战常常会让一个在世俗里面的人，他们就会因为他们很想要得到金钱，就变成很伤心。可是如果说是一个基督徒，他们遇到这样的时候，他们就会想到说，神给他们挑战是要让他们学到什么功课。
There are times that we go through a season of loss, even as Pastor King is going to Taiwan for a funeral.
有些时候我们在生命中会经历到家人的丧失，就像今天金牧师回去是因为他家里面有人过世。
That loss can bring greater faith, or it can bring anger and distance between our relationship with God.
那样的损失常常会有两种不同的方面，一个是就会让我们觉得说对神有愤怒，或者是说我们会what's the other one?
Distance with God.
使神有距离。
And there are times that that we go through other difficulties. There are times that we have broken relationships. Our friends no longer talk to us, or something happens in our relationship.
有些时候在我们的人际关系里面，我们也会遇到这样的损失， 就是我们的朋友不再跟我们来往， 为了一些事情。
One of the examples of this is people who go through the difficult experience of divorce.
我们可以用到那个离婚的事情来解释这样的关系。
We have more than one person in our church who would probably not even be a Christian if it wasn't for the pain of a divorce.
在我们教会里面有很多人是因着离婚时所受的痛苦， 他们才来到教会。
That agony, the pain of going through that led them to a search for meaning, which led them to Jesus Christ.
在离婚过程中， 他们所受的伤痛， 所受的无奈， 让他们愿意到神面前来寻找。
Sometimes we have regrets over past sins. Maybe it's a childhood sinful behavior or sexuality as a teenager that leads to scars in our adult life.
有些时候我们为了我们过去所受的伤害，我们或者是在性关系上面的随便，或者我们少年时做了一些错事，我们真的到年纪大的时候，我们有后悔，我们愿意回到神面前来。
The good news of the gospel is that there is forgiveness, there is restoration, and there is hope for the sinner.
所以在福音里面就有这样子的好消息，当我们来到神面前，神就赦免我们的罪，使我们能够再重新得力。
And yet if I can say that as a pastor for a number of years, there are some people who stay stuck in their pain, and they don't really graduate, and they don't find greater joy and victory in the years ahead.
作为一个牧者，我常常在我们教会里面看到有些人，当他们这样子有这样子的受伤时候，他们一直活在那样伤害里面，不能从这样伤害里面出来，就实在是很可惜。
Even this week, I met a neighbor of mine who I've known for many years.
这个礼拜我遇到我一个认识多年的邻居。
And she had the unfortunate situation of her husband died when he was only about 60.
她的先生在60岁的时候很不幸的过世。
And then her daughter, who I knew, had cancer and passed away a few years ago.
在几年前，她的女儿也因着癌症过世。
And it's sad to see that this woman in her 80s is still stuck. It's her whole life is about her pain and her grief.
所以在这位女士80岁的时候，她就还是停留在那样的忧伤里面，一天到晚都在那里难过。
God has a better plan for us than that. God wants us to go through the valley of the shadow of death and know His presence with us. It's God's desire that the painful experiences of life will produce good things in our life. Can I say, and I'll use this verse, it's on the PowerPoint, which is Hebrews 10:24. We're called to stir one another on toward love and good deeds.
当我们看到希伯来书10章24节的时候说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
So often God uses the pain of our life to spur us on to where we should be as Christians.
当神用我们很多的难处、困难的时候来激发我们向前行去。
One other support verse is James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
让我们再看雅各书第1章2到4节。
And I read in English first.
我先念英文。
It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything."
Okay. 在雅各书第1章2到4节说， 我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐， 因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
James says something radical. He says that you should be joyous when you face a trial, knowing the trial will produce something good in your life.
所以雅各在这里说，讲的就好像跟一般人讲的不一样，说我们会经历试炼，在我们的试炼里面，我们要以为是喜乐，因为经过试炼就有成，就使我们成全完备。
The road to maturity is through pain and struggles and suffering.
因为我们知道，向着成熟的路的时候，我们要经历过很多的难处，很多的试炼。
Let me illustrate, coming back to the theme of godly sorrow versus worldly sorrow. Let me illustrate it with two biblical characters.
让我再回到我要今天主题里面讲的说，从神来的忧愁，还有从世俗的忧愁，我用两个人物来讲。
Because we all experience pain, but not all pain is productive, and I use the example of Peter and Judas.
我们知道，我们每个人都经过很多的苦难，可是有些时候这苦难不见得带来什么成就。我用彼得跟犹大来解释。
You know the story of these men. First of all, Peter denied knowing Jesus Christ three times on the night that he was taken into custody.
我们知道，我们相信大家都知道，彼得的故事。彼得在主耶稣被卖以后，三次不认主。
Judas was also a leader among the disciples. He was the treasurer. He kept the money of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
我们也知道，犹大在十二个使徒里面也是算是一个做首领的，因为他是管银钱的，所以他也是很重要的一个使徒。
And the Bible tells us that Judas went and betrayed Jesus. He sold out. He brought the leaders to Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
但是我们知道，犹大在主耶稣被卖的那一天，他是用30块银钱引这些人罗马军兵来抓主耶稣的。
Both of these men felt horrible for their decision.
后来这两个人都觉得非常的忧愁，关于他们所做的决定。
And in some ways, their actions were somewhat similar.
所以他们所做的事好像看起来是差不多的。
They both came up short. They both denied being the kind of disciples they should have been.
他们好像都亏负了他们自己的职分，好像在他们做使徒的时候，他们都做的不对。
But why is it that Peter went on to be the leader of the church just a few days later, and Judas went out and hung himself?
但是为什么彼得后来成为教会的几天以后成为教会的领袖，但是犹大却上吊死了。
Our key verse has said that godly sorrow leads to repentance, which leads to life. Worldly sorrow leads to death.
但是我们这边讲到说，从神来的忧伤痛悔是我们使让我们能够更多成熟，从世俗来的忧愁却是使人死。
Let's look at the sorrow example of Judas, first of all.
让我们来看看犹大的忧愁。
In Matthew chapter 27.
在马太福音二十七章。
And I won't read the whole section, there's more to it, but Matthew 27, let me read just from verse 3.
马太二十七章，我不要念很多，可是我来念第三节。
Verse 3 says this, when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and the elders. I have sinned, he said, for I have betrayed innocent blood. What is that to us? They replied. That's your responsibility. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went out and hanged himself.
所以第三到第五节说，这时候卖耶稣的犹大看见耶稣已经定了罪，就后悔，把那三十块钱拿回来给祭司长和长老说，我卖了无辜之人的血是有罪了。他们说，那与我们有什么相干呢？你自己承担吧。犹大就把那银钱丢在殿外，出去吊死了。
You see, he was seized with remorse. He felt horrible for what he did.
所以你们这边看到说，犹大做了这个事以后，他就后悔。
He even said, "I've sinned," and he acknowledged his wrongdoing.
他知道他自己做的错事，他说我犯了罪。
And yet he was not restored. He was not forgiven.
但是神并没有原谅这样子的罪。
His was an example of worldly sorrow.
所以这就是一个世俗的痛悔的一个例子。
May I suggest to you that the ultimate issue is where you go with your sorrow.
有些时候我提醒你们，在这有些时候你们的忧伤是往哪里去。
In the case of Judas, he went to the chief priests and the elders. He did not go to Jesus.
当他有后悔的时候，犹大他并没有走到 他并没有到神那里，他反而是到祭司长那里去。
By contrast, we see that Peter was restored by Jesus himself.
相反的，当我们看到彼得当他忧愁的时候，他是到神面前，到主耶稣那里去。
And if we can look at John chapter 21 together.
如果我们可以看约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21 is where Peter had gone out fishing again and had caught many fish.
约翰福音二十一章讲到彼得他又出去钓鱼了，钓了许多的鱼。
And after he came back from his fishing trip, Jesus was there. He made fish on the seashore, and they ate a meal together. The resurrected Jesus Christ and him.
当彼得捕完鱼以后回到岸边，那时候主耶稣正在岸边为他们煮早餐。
And look at verses 15 to 19.
我们来看十五到十九节。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? And he's referring to the fish. Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love me. Or, I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
May I suggest to you that Jesus Christ was the greatest therapist who ever lived?
我向你们说，主耶稣是世界上最好的一个心理治疗师。
Peter had three times said, I don't know Jesus, and Jesus in turn said three times, do you love me?
因为彼得他三次不认主，因此在这里主耶稣也三次问他，你爱我吗？
The process of restoration was even hurtful to Peter.He said, Jesus, you know I love you, and he was offended by the third question.
当耶稣要重新建立彼得的时候，这个过程是很痛苦的，因为彼得知道三次以后，彼得说，你知道我是爱你的。
But it was a question that brought full restoration and full allegiance back to Jesus Christ.
但是这样的过程却三次的这样子一次一次把彼得建立起来，是把他带到神面前。
Godly sorrow, godly pain, bringing our pain to Jesus restores us to life.
当主神的这从神而来的忧伤是把我们再一次从把我们的带到神面前去。
Taking our pain to the wrong position, to the wrong person, may lead to destruction and death.
当我们把我们的忧伤带到不对的地方，或者带到人那边的时候，常常带来毁灭性的结果。
A couple of weeks ago, I had a few phone calls from a woman who heard that I might be able to counsel her.
几个礼拜以前，我接到一个妇女的电话，因为她认为我可能会要来帮助她。
Her story is that she was going through a difficult time, and she had a Christian background, and a Catholic priest who met her prayed with her and said.She said she wanted an evangelical, so he gave her my phone number.
因为他跟了一个天主教的牧师教士，他们在一起祷告的时候，他过去有很多的做错的事情，他在那边需要有人帮助他。
Her logic was this: is that she had a $25 copayment in her insurance, and she thought a $25 donation would be the same whether it was me or a psychologist.
所以那个教士介绍了我跟他讲，因为他需要一个福音的牧师跟他谈话。那他的态度就是想说，他的保险需要付25块钱的这个自己付的钱，所以他认为说我跟他讲话，我给他25块，我就是奉献25块。
But I had to tell her that my principle is this is that. that I only really help people who are part of the church community.
但是我的原则是我只能帮助我们自己教会里面的跟他们辅导。
And the reason for that is not because I'm cold-hearted, but because I believe that if someone comes to church every week and hears the Word of God preached, half their counseling problem will be taken care of.
并不是我拒绝人，我叫存心拒绝别人，乃是我认为，如果说基督徒的我的教友每个礼拜都要教会来，他们来听神的话，那我来帮助他们的时候就比较容易一些。
Her thought was, she said, when I feel better, I'll go back to church. And my offer was, come to church first and you'll start feeling better.
所以他的认为是说，我如果跟你谈话以后，我感觉好一点，我就会来教会。可是我的态度却是觉得，你只要来了教会，你就会感觉好一些。So
we spoke for a few minutes and I prayed with her on the phone and invited her to come to church.
所以在电话中我跟她讲了这些话以后，我跟她一起祷告，我也邀请她到教会来。
I tell you that story because she is like so many people in our culture. They want the pain to go away, but they don't necessarily want to come to Jesus first.
我跟你们讲这个例子呢，是说在我们周围有很多人，现在有很多人，当他们希望他们的苦难、他们的难处、他们的忧伤过去的时候，他们不来到教会里面，不到神面前来。
And yet that's the offer of the gospel, is that you come to Jesus Christ and he'll heal your broken heart.
所以在我们在传福音的时候就讲到说，只要到神面前来，他会医治我们痛这个受伤的心灵。
Well, let me look at products of godly sorrow.
让我们来看看，从神来的痛，忧伤会带来什么样的后果？
And again, as 2 Corinthians chapter 7 says, godly sorrow leads to repentance.
所以我们再回到哥林多后书第七章的时候讲到，从神来的忧伤是会带来我们的悔改、懊悔。
Again, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
就讲到说，依着神的意思，忧愁就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Our verse says that the godly sorrow brings us to a place of repentance or turning from our sin.
我们可以看到说，这从神来的忧愁是带我们回到来悔改。 然后使我们就不再犯罪。
One of the best examples of repentance is in the book of Psalms chapter 51.
在圣经中有个很好的例子，就讲到这样子的后悔。
And if you would turn there, Psalm 51 is the example of where David has acknowledged his sin in regards to Bathsheba.
我们在诗篇第51篇是大卫写的诗篇，当他与
David in the Old Testament is known as a man after God's own heart, not because he was sinless, but because he dealt with his sin appropriately.
大卫在圣经中是一个合神心意的人，不是因为他是做什么事，乃是知道他能够到神面前认罪悔改。
Let's look at this chapter together. First of all, the first two verses, Psalm 51, 1 and 2.
让我们来看诗篇51篇第一、第二节。
David says, Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
这边讲说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。 求你将我的罪孽洗净除去，洗除净净，并解除我的罪。
Again, David comes with his sin. He comes with his pain and sorrow. He comes to God with his problem.
当大卫把他的罪、把他的痛苦、把他的难处全部带到神面前的时候，
I hope that all of us, when we go through times of difficulty, it turns us towards our Heavenly Father.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹，当你有难处、有痛苦、有失望的时候，你能够转向神。
And secondly, which is very important in repentance, is that he owned his own sin.
在第二点讲到他非常重要的，就是说他承认自己的罪。
Verses 3 to 6 says this.
第三到第六节。
Says, For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judged. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place.
所以 在这边讲说，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm in sin, I like to come up with excuses why I was justified.
我不知道你们是怎么样，但是每次当我犯过错的时候，我总是要找些借口来好像我做的是对的。
I make excuses. I say, well, I got angry. I'm human like everyone else, right? And you justify your action.
所以当我们生气的时候，我们总是说，我是一个人，我总是跟大家一样都会生气的。
Or people blame their ethnicity. They say, well, this is the way we are. I'm sorry. That's so common in our culture.
所以常常我们在讲说，我们就是这样，我生来就是如此，没办法改变的。这就是我们文化里面的一部分。
Americans like to make excuses because of what their mother and father did or did not do for them when they were growing up.
所以很多美国人他总是说，我从小是我父亲父母是这样亏劝的我，或者是说我父母教导我这样，所以等他们长大，他们总是有很多借口。
The key to repentance is owning what we've done wrong, saying, I have sinned. I have sinned against God.
所以在悔改的最重要一点里面，就是说我们要承认我们自己的罪，我们要向神承认这是我们自己的罪。
Even in the case of, if I can illustrate with the case of the pain of divorce that some people carry.
如果我今天可以用离婚的一些例子来解释这一点呢？
The natural response is to say, my spouse was so terrible and list all of their offenses.
所以当人要离婚的时候，他们总是说我的配偶是这么样的可怕，把他们所有的恶行都列出来。
But true healing comes when we look at that divorce and say, but I was wrong here. I did not react with kindness here. And we start looking at ourselves.
当我们在寻求婚姻辅导的时候，我们可以看到很多很多例子，就是说如果说我们愿意说哦，他做这样事情反应是因为我没有做到好的一些事情来帮助。
And when we can admit to ourselves and to God what we've done wrong, the healing can begin.
当我们向神承认我们做错了，向神承认是我们的不足的时候，这样子的那个治疗才开始。
And in the words of David, against you only have I sinned and done what is wrong in your sight.
所以大卫在这边说，在你面前我犯的罪，我的罪藏在我面前。
And of course, the next part of repentance is the ask for forgiveness in verses 7 to 12.
所以在诗篇第七到十二节的时候，他在这里求神的赦免。
God wants to forgive us, but we need to ask Him for it.
神是愿意原谅我们，赦免我们的罪，但是我们需要向神求。
I'll read verses 7 to 12.
让我来念七到十二节。
Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me.Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
这边第七节说，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白；求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以永耀。求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣洁。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
God desires to forgive us. He desires to cleanse us. He desires to restore us.
神的心意是要原谅我们的罪，是要清洁我们的心，也使我们再一次重新得力。
It's God's desire that we have a sense of newness, a sense of wonder in our life as we devote our lives to Him.
神的心意是要当我们把我们生命献上的时候，让我们里面是一个干净清洁的。
But if we can go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 again.
当我们再回到哥林多后书第七章的时候,
and in verse 10 it talks about the issue of godly sorrow as the benefit of seeking Him and the restoration that comes.
因为照着神的意思，我们有忧愁的时候，我们是要使我们能够得益处，然后我们再回到他面前来。
The first product of godly sorrow is repentance, and the second is a change of behavior, a replacement of behavior.
所以当我们在忧伤的时候，我们第一个就是悔改，第二个是回到会改变我们的行为。
And 2 Corinthians 7 verse 11 says this.
哥林多后书七章十一节这样说。
It says, see what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourself, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done.
所以十一节说，你看你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
Again, coming back to the original context, they've been hurt by the Paul's words, and they tried extra hard to prove him wrong.
我们再回到那个第一封书信的时候，他们是非常受到第一封书信的伤害，所以他们要尽量做出更好的来向保罗证明保罗是讲错了的。
May I suggest that sometimes the pain in our life is the pain of being misunderstood.
有些时候我觉得说我们生命上的痛苦是我们被人家误解了。And
in the midst of it, the calling is not to defend ourselves, but the calling is to strive towards proving them wrong.
所以神要我们不是在我们在为我们自己辩解，而是说要我们在更多的把我们自己变得更好。Even to
personalize it, in my own life, in our church, there's been someone... Him and I had a disagreement and a difference, and they've decided to go somewhere else.
我用一个我自己的经历来解释。在我的教会里面有一对弟兄，他们因为对我有些误解，那我们有些好像不同的意见，最后他们决定离开了教会。
And so in the process of resigning, they sent an email out to the leadership explaining, in essence, how I was wrong.
所以在他们离开教会的时候，他们就向教会的长职送出了电子邮件，向他们解释说这个牧师做了怎么样怎么样怎么样的错事。The
temptation is to defend myself, saying, "No, he's wrong," and send another email out explaining that.
所以那时候我心里面就好像有一股冲动，想说我也去发一封电子邮件，跟弟兄姐妹解释是他的错，不是我的错。
But I believe if I'm not my own attorney, God steps in and becomes my attorney.
但是我相信，当我不为自己辩解的时候，神就是我的辩护师。
And out of that, the motivation is to do the right thing and to make sure that I'm moving forward in the will of God on this matter.
因此，对着我来讲，我的动机就是说，我就往前行去，求神自己来鉴察。
And it's in that vein that the pain of that experience, because he was a friend, the pain of that experience produces good things in my life.
因为他是我的朋友，所以我心里非常伤痛，但是因着这样的伤痛，却使我们往前走去。
That's God's design, is that he would motivate us to strive towards doing what is right.
所以我们知道神的设计是让我们在这样难处里面，我们更要做出更好的事情来。
Let me wrap up with three different applications of this message.
最后让我来用三个不同方面的，我们可以应用在不同的方面来结束。
And the first one, which is also on the PowerPoint, do you have unresolved issues you need to bring to God?
第一点在 PowerPoint 也有讲说，我们是不是有一些我们没有解决的罪行，我们愿意带到神面前。
The beginning of the Christian life is saying, I need a Savior, I need someone to cleanse me and forgive me of my sin.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们最主要就是说我是一个罪人，我愿意来到神面前求神洁净我。
And as 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰福音，约翰一书第一章第九节的是说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要救免赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God wants us to be restored to Him, our Creator. He wants us to be in a right relationship with Him.
神希望使我们恢复与他的交通，让我们在他面前是正的。
And that begins by us bringing all of our pain, all of our sorrow, all of our hurt, we bring it to Jesus Christ.
要达到那一点，我们必须把我们所有的罪、所有的忧伤、所有的难处都带到神面前。
And as we come to Him, He cleanses us, He renews us, and He begins to heal us from the hurt of this life.
当我们到他面前的时候，他就把我们生命中所有的受伤、所有的难处、所有的罪都能够解决。
And if you're not sure that you've been forgiven, that's the great offer of Christianity, that you know forgiveness in your life.
当在我们基督徒生命里面，我们真的是知道神赦免了我们的罪。
And if you're not sure you're a Christian today, I encourage you to speak to one of the leaders of this church more about what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
如果你今天还不是基督徒，我真的是真诚的希望你们真的有一天能够接受主，成为你的救主，因此你会知道神的赦免是在你里面。
And a small note is that 1 John 1:9 is not only for non-Christians, it's for us who are believers. We need to be confessing our sins on a regular basis.
所以约翰一书第一章第九节并不是对不信非基督徒讲的，是对基督徒讲的，同样对基督徒是有功效的。
And God longs to forgive us and restore us as we seek forgiveness.
因为神是对着我们是信实的，只要我们向着他，他一定会原谅我们的罪，赦免我们的罪。
A second application, as a Christian, are you victorious over sin habits?
对着基督徒来说，你在罪行上你有没有得胜？
I know too many believers who go through a cycle of sin, confess, and then sin again. It's a constant circle that people go through.
我知道对很多基督徒来讲，犯罪求神赦免，然后又犯罪又求神赦免，好像变成一个循环而已。
And yet, as I read my Bible, the Bible talks about having joy and victory and being successful as a Christian.
但是当我们念圣经的时候，我们真的是看到神说，我们生命是应该一个胜利的生命，得胜的生命，是一个喜乐的生命，是在神话语里面，我们可以得到所有的赦罪。
I believe one reason why many Christians don't experience the joy and the peace that could be theirs is because they don't understand godly sorrow fully.
但是我知道很多基督徒他们没有经历这样的平安喜乐在他们里面，因为他们不认识从神得来的忧愁。
Maybe they're still making excuses for why they do what they do, or they're still hanging on to the sorrow and the pain of their past.
也许他们还不认识说，他们所还是有借口说他们这样做是因为别人害他的，或者怎么样，或者是说他们不知道要全然会带到神面前。
Jesus did not die on a cross so that you could continue to stay in your pain and sorrow. He wants you set free.
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他要我们全然得赦免，得自由，就要我们不再犯罪。
One of the great themes of the New Testament is that we can have freedom in Christ. We can have victory over the sins of our life.
在我们新约里面，我们真的知道，我们在主里面可以成为完全自由，可以在生命人属灵的生命上，我们可以跨胜。
A part of this point is we often need a good friend or someone who can encourage us. We can share our struggles with. So often it's in partnership that we gain victory.
所以常在这个属灵的生命上，我们常常需要一些好的伴侣，可以帮助我们、指正我们、跟我们一同向着得胜的路走去。
A third application is, as a Christian, are you trusting God to teach you through the sorrows of life?
做一个基督徒，你们有没有相信神，所以信任神可以帮助你们走过这条伤痛的日子？
Some of the pain of our life is not directly tied to our own sin.
有些时候我们经历的忧伤不见得是跟我们自己的罪是在一起的。
As the Bible says, the rain falls on the good and the bad, and we all have difficulties.
所以在圣经上说，雨降在义人身上，也降在恶人身上，因为我们都有一样的。
And some of the challenges of life can be either productive or counterproductive to our growth and maturity as a Christian.
所以在我们生命中所经历的这样痛苦，常常是可以带到一个好的结果，让我们更成熟，在这条属灵的路上走。
Recently, I was reading about a Christian singer named Jeremy Camp.
最近我念到一个基督徒的歌唱家，他的名字叫 Jeremy Camp.
He was someone who, as a young singer, he went through a terrible time in his life.
他是一个非常年轻的歌唱家，可是他的生命中经历了很多痛苦。
In the year 2001, he was only 23 years of age.
在2001年的时候，他才23岁。
And his wife, who was only 21, died of cancer that year.
但是他的妻子那时死于癌症，他那时候才21岁。
It's understandable if he went through a lot of pain or even a lot of anger through that circumstance.
所以我们知道他那时候经历了许多痛苦，也经历了许多愤怒。
And yet the song, the first song he wrote after that time was called I Still Believe.
但是他第一首歌在经过那样的事情以后，他说我还是相信。
The two verses talk a little bit about the pain and the struggle he was going through.
有两节歌词他讲到他所经历的痛苦。
But let me read the bridge first and then the chorus later.
让我来练两节歌词。
It says, the only place I can go is into your arms, where I throw to you my feeble prayers in brokenness. I can see that this is your will for me. Help me to know you are near.
这段是讲说，你的膀臂是我唯一能去的地方，在那里我用破碎的祷告向你倾诉。那时我可以看见你向着我的旨意帮助我，知道你就在我身边。
And the chorus says this,I still believe in your faithfulness. I still believe in your truth. I still believe in your holy word. And even when I don't see, I still believe.
他的那个旋律讲说，我相信你的信实，我相信在你那里有真理，我相信你的圣言，虽然我看不见，但我还是相信。
In a world where there's plenty of Christian singers who are only entertainers,
在我们在世界上记录里面，好像只有在娱乐界好像不多的基督徒歌唱家，差不多有20。
Jeremy Camp has tended to written, he's written some music that is very deep and very meaningful to the church.
我们知道 Jeremy 他写的歌词是非常非常深入的，非常到扎人心的。
And it's an example to us when we go through the pain of life, we have a choice: are we going to turn to God?Or are we going to turn to other ways of trying to make the pain go away?
所以当我们受到真的伤害、难处、忧伤的时候，我们知道我们可以向神、向着转向神，能够得到安慰，还是说我们要接受，就是转向世界人，得到更多的伤害。
Godly sorrow leads us to repentance, which leads us to salvation.
所以我们知道，向着神从神来的忧伤是使我们悔改，也能够使我们。得到更大的、更是丰盛的生命。
And worldly sorrow only brings death.
但我们知道世俗来的忧伤却是使人死的。
May God use our pain to make us stronger for Him.
愿神帮助我们，用我们所受的痛苦、忧伤来帮助我们更多的成长。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, as we come before you, we thank you for your love and comfort in our lives.
主耶稣，当我们到你面前的时候，我们谢谢你用你自己的爱来带我们。
We acknowledge that in a room like this, there are some of us in the midst of real deep trials right now.
我们相信，在我们众多弟兄姐妹中间，今天有人就在那里受着试炼的伤害。
And on some levels, we all have a certain amount of pain that we carry in our lives.
在我们生命中，我们常常经历一些不同程度的痛苦。
It's my prayer that you would lift us up through the challenges we're going through.
主要我的祷告就是求你把我提升起来，让我们能够经历这些痛苦。
Father, help us to turn to you and bring our pain into your presence.
神啊，求你真的帮助我们，把我们转向你，把我们的痛苦，把我们的忧伤都带到你面前。
And Father, may you restore.
求你真的再一次建立我们。
May you forgive.
求你再一次。原谅我们。
And may you help us to grow strong in you.
求你真的帮助我们，让我们更在你里面更大、更坚强。
Even as we go to the Lord's table, may you minister to our needs today.
当我们要领圣餐的时候，求你真的帮助我们，更多的认识你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。